The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I hope everyone is coming back after a 2-week break for the holiday. And here we are in December. So we're going to focus on December today in the show. What angel guidance has for us with the alignments of the energy that's coming. Now, this is the last month of the year, and it's a big one. So we have a little bit to go over today. It's the 12th month. And there's an interesting lineup. I'm going to go into detail on this next week, because next week we'll focus on the full moon, which is coming on December 12th. So here it is. I mean, one of the biggest focuses, which is fascinating me, so I'm really digging into this, and we're going to dedicate a show next week to that. So we're going to go over the whole month today and what is coming up for us, how we can make the most of this month. And it's really a month to finalize things that we've been doing this entire 2019 year. So we're ready for 2020, because 2020 is a big year too. Yes, it's not easing up because everything's changing. I think it's changing great. I mean, if you think about what you've seen change in the last 10 years, that's when you notice it. But here's something that I noticed that was very interesting. We have the 12th month on the 12th day at 12:12 a.m. Eastern is when that full moon is next week. That's a 12:12:12:12, right? That's significant when you look at numerology or angel numbers or just the energy behind things. Last month we had 11s, a lot of 11s at 11:11:11:11:11:11. This is the 12:12:12:12 month, and that is one of the things that's happening this month, but that's a big one, so that's why we're going to put the whole show next week. That'll be December 11th, so that'll be the day before all this hits, so we're going to do that then. But today, what do we have going on here? The energy behind so much of December is helping us to finalize all the things that we know we need to change, improve, let go of, all that stuff, and really start moving into the new approach. 2 weeks ago, before we went on the holiday break, we did a show on the new cycle begins, and it did with that new moon. It was the new cycle is here. Now we're calibrating, we're adjusting to living with a brand new approach to everything, really. It'll feel sometimes like I feel like I don't know how to do anything. It'll feel like that at first if you're not used to change. This is interesting because some of the alignments are going to help us expand and feel like we can go for it. So the energies coming in this month will nudge and help push you along. That will help you if you're hesitant to do anything or step out of your comfort zone. It is a step out of your comfort zone to try something brand new. Think about it. Think about it. It really is to just try something brand new you've never done before. You know, and maybe it's a big decision. Maybe it's a little decision. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to us personally. This is on a grand scale, yes, but it's so much better. And what I love about this energy is anything is possible. A lot of it's going to come down to what you believe in yourself. I mean, do you trust? Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe you can succeed? Do you believe you're capable? Do you believe you're worthy? I mean, if you look at the last few years, what have we been focusing a lot on? Self-love, boundaries, balance, you know, working those things out. all preparing us for this brand new cycle of living a completely different way. And it's healthier. It's going to feel lighter. It'll feel more free. So there's a lot to look forward to in it. And you can choose to participate or resist it, of course. I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not going to. The more I just go with it, the more I love it. This is truly a rebirth in its finest hour. It's a rebirthing without, this is like, it's almost like reincarnation where you leave this physical plane and then you come back differently and you do something else and you keep growing. We don't have to do that with this one. I mean, we're all here and we have the opportunity to stay in this physical and change completely. And I thought, wow, it's multidimensional. If you think about it, as we're raising our frequency, we can tap into different levels of frequency, not just 3D anymore. We're all growing up into a different way. You're going to find you're more aware of things. You're noticing things that you didn't before. Maybe you're appreciating things you didn't before. Maybe you just know, you know what? I'm not doing it this way any longer. I got to change it and I want to do it. I want to change big. This is a dream big and believe in it. And then anything's possible energy. So as we go into the show, I want to break it down. There's different powerful alignments coming for the whole month. Full moon's just one of them. For example, just a couple of days ago, today's the 5th of December doing this show. But on the 2nd of December, we had Capricorn, Jupiter. Jupiter's the expansive planet. Remember, it helps you reach beyond what you've done before. It really does. Sounds like Star Trek, didn't it? But anyway, Jupiter is an expansive, go for it, try something else, just expand, go further, reach further. That's the type of planet it is, that energy that it brings. It's moving into the Capricorn energy. And it did that on December 2nd. And that it hasn't done that for 12 years. It's been a while. Okay, so we haven't really felt that for about 12 years. And even though that's not the perfect alignment for Jupiter, because right now we also have Saturn and Pluto going a little bit together here, it's really going to peak. This is all going to peak in January. So this is going to give you a little taste of what this might feel like when January rolls around. So January has a very powerful alignment. We won't dive into that completely because we're working on December right now. But Saturn, Pluto together in Capricorn, you know, you see the breaking down of something that needs to go away. You will see that. Sometimes it's described as destruction, as an intense word, and it, you know, sometimes makes you freak out a little bit. But it's really to break down things that are not supporting us any longer so something new can come up out of it. It's that phoenix rising out of the ashes of everything falling away. So you'll see that. You'll see that out there in the world if you haven't already. Around you, in the news, you'll see it. And you'll see within your own life, like, whoa, okay, I need to stop trying to hang on to something that's just not going to sustain me going forward. That's what we're wrapping up here. That's what 2019 has really been pushing for us, because now that we're officially into the new cycle, all of 2020 is really about the new cycle, the new doing everything different and better. So why would you want to keep dragging something old? It's like using an outdated computer, like an outdated software program. You know how that doesn't work, right? Things like that. So this is powerful and it's positive. So when we find that things are breaking down and falling away, focus this month, especially with that full moon coming next week. And we will talk about that more next week, but focus on the things that are coming up out of it that are going to be better to replace what's going away. You may not know what they are. But that fear of not knowing every little thing before you expand and reach further, Is that holding you back from just exploring life in a different way? I mean, how will you ever know if you don't try? And for some of us that are very fixed, I mean, we like our structure. We like to know what's going on. I get that. There's a little bit of that in me too. I mean, I sometimes have to take a deep breath and go, okay, yeah, it's changing. You know, all right. You're going to always feel out of your comfort zone a little bit because it's new and different, but it really gets the sparks flying. The mental energy starts firing up again. It's not stagnant when you're in that zone. It's waking up and emerging. Something new is trying to push forward and through. It's going to do it through each and every one of us in a very unique way. And at the same time, we're all going to relate because we're all going through it together. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today, this energy for December. Quite a bit to share with you. Angel guidance about this energy, because I always tap into that. I always ask, like, what do we need to know? Like, sometimes if you're feeling the fear, what can ease our mind and help us keep moving forward? We don't want to be held back anymore. That's the last thing we want. I want to welcome everyone to the show. If you're joining us in the video live chat over on my YouTube channel, hello to you. I see you guys over there. Good to see everyone over there. Welcome to the show. Good to be back. If you're over on the Facebook video live stream, we have our Transformation Talk Radio Network. They're doing that over on that end. And so they'll let me know if anything comes through that way. We also have a phone number if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. This is a big show. I have a lot to share with you. It just feels like it's been that way, gosh, for a couple of months now, right? Because it's been revving up. If you have any questions, you can put them into the live chat. You can also do that. Also, if you're part of the Angel Retreat membership, we're doing a live Angel Gallery reading today at 1 p.m. Eastern. If you haven't gotten that message or you didn't know about it, all that information about how to join that live call is in your membership. You can just go right over there and grab that. But we will be doing that today at 1 p.m. That's an hour after the show ends, if depending on where you are in your time zone. So that's 1 p.m. Eastern for me. Anyway, this is all about energy emerging, and we're really learning how to allow the things that are crumbling away so we can move into the new cycle. This is a major upgrade. If you want to think technology, it helps sometimes to comprehend what's going on here. It's like we just got a brand new computer, all the upgrades on the software, and now we need to learn how to use it. And when you try to do some of the stuff that you need to do today on an old program or an old computer, you know how that doesn't work, right? That's really what we're doing energetically. That's what's happening. It's very similar. It's a good analogy to use. It helps you go, okay, that makes sense. So there's a lot of things that used to be great that just aren't going to be anymore. That's a question to ask yourself. Why are you holding on to it? I'm going to leave you that while we take a quick break. When we come back, we'll really start diving into this. Think about the questions that you want answered. Even if you don't put them out for the public to see in the show, you can ask yourself, you can ask your angels as well. Just know that all you got to do is ask. And that ease and that peacefulness and that insight will come through. It will. We have to just be willing to go there and take it seriously. A lot of times, that's one of the biggest things with intuition. And if you're trying to connect, we want to, but we just don't trust or believe in it, or we don't take it serious like we can do it. Actually, everybody can do this. Everybody can do this. So with that note, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off. because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's start diving in. I want to point out a few highlights for December energy, and then we'll talk about what angels are saying or what I've picked up for that about this energy and how we can handle it. Some of this is more on a global unified front, some of this energy. For example, I said that, you know, when we move into December, we're moving into Capricorn energy, and Jupiter actually just went there, which is expansive. Saturn and Pluto are already there. Now, they're working, and they're not peaking until January 2020, like I said. That is working with Capricorn. Saturn and Pluto are working with Capricorn more on tearing the things down, the big stuff. I mean, it's more on a global front. I mean, you're going to see the big stuff in the news. You're going to see, I don't even have to go into all that. We don't want to get sidetracked with all that. You're going to see some of that changing. And it'll be highlighted through 2020, some of that. Because it's, you know, when you're putting up a brand new building, you know, they're tearing down the old one that's not safe anymore, or that's no good, that's not working anymore. So that's what you're seeing happen here. Think of the analogy. This is going to make it difficult if you're fighting and afraid and you're seeing all the gloom and doom here. You will see some things breaking down, but it's going to be the old stuff, all the old stuff going away. What you want to do is you want to grab onto some of that Jupiter energy that's, you know, slipping in there. And this is what the angels told me to focus on. They said, you're going to see all this stuff, you know, coming down, but That's what this whole transition is about. We don't just talk about it and dream about this great new life without a lot of major changes happening. what we're learning on a personal note, one-on-one here, and here's what I want you to hear. The Jupiter, it helps you expand. It helps you look for a new approach. A new approach. It could be the same thing you're doing, but you just can't do it the same way anymore. It might be the way you respond to something. It might be the way you do your job. It might be the way you interact in relationships. It's going to hit it all, including finances. Not in a negative way, guys, unless that's what you're focusing on the whole time. You'll see some of that change. But what I'm saying is, look for the opportunities that the Jupiter expansive energy brings. Okay, this is what Michael was reminding me of so much, and I loved it. And that's why I want to share Archangel Michael, because he's the one, if you're getting a little nervous and jittery and, you know, the fear and you're you need to cut that toxic cord of that energy. Because remember, for the last month or so, we've been talking about manifesting. Manifesting, you really want to keep your focus on what you want, not what you don't want, right? Jupiter will help you navigate through this because we're learning how to expand and learn a new approach, a brand new way of doing whatever. It's like learning, like say you only speak English and you're learning a new language. You're going to learn to communicate, still communication with another person, but in a different way. Think that way. I got a lot of analogies today. I know there's just plenty of them out there. You can relate to this. You can do this. Here's the other part. You're focusing also to learn this new approach and keep your balance. Yep. Think of the mountain goat that is the representative of Capricorn and those little tiny hooves, and he's balanced on top of those high peak mountains and rocks, and they don't fall. I guess they do sometimes, but goodness, you know what I'm saying. They balance, and you're looking to balance, but climb higher, reach further, but keep your balance. So how do we do that? One of the ways that has worked for me personally, and I can share that, is I take it in increments. I will try something new. I won't try to overwhelm myself with too many things at the same time. I keep the focus on one aspect of it. Let's use something like cooking in the kitchen or something like that. When we went completely plant-based, it was overwhelming to try to learn and figure that out all at once. So we started breaking it down and narrowing it down to different types of things. That's how you would use that, how you would approach energy like this, is as long as you're, you know, willing to be in the game and expand and learn something new, then this energy is going to support you. Angels are very much supportive. They're always supportive of us. Our guides, people that we love that have crossed over. And I mean, it's always there, guys. It's the support is always there, but do you believe it? Do you believe in yourself? But this is the opportunity to make new boundaries, break away from things that feel restrictive, what feels limited. Lots of new boundaries, lots of getting out of the restrictions that hold you back. If you aren't doing anything about that, you will feel that restriction a little tight. That's how you'll know, whoa, I really do feel this. I really do feel restrictive. I really do feel like it'll feel enhanced. That's not to oppress you as much as it is to let you know your soul is ready to bust through this. You are ready to move forward. You are done with this holding yourself back. Think about it. What are we doing individually? What are you doing in your life that would hold you back? What do you want to try that's so brand new that it makes you nervous, or you feel a little bit, you might even feel a little intimidated by it? What could you do a little bit about? Like, how could you do a half step? Maybe learn about it. Maybe take a class in it. Something. I'll go back to the cooking. Okay. Some people won't even try to bake bread because they're like, oh, that's too hard. I can't get the yeast to rise. I can't do any of that. Guess what? The people that succeed and become great at whatever they're doing, they will probably go in there, try something. It doesn't work. that loaf did not rise at all. Go back, try again. You don't want to feel like, oh, I can't do this at all because you tried once, or you won't try at all because it won't come out perfectly. There's a learning curve to things like this. You're going to be practicing a learning curve in this kind of energy, whether you want, it's going to have a learning curve, guys. Say you want a garden, but every time you get a plant, you can't seem to keep it alive, or you overwater it, or you don't water it enough. Things like that's another example. This energy will feel like that. So in your physical world, you're looking for, that's so outdated. I just don't feel passionate about that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. What can you change about it? It's because some of this will be changing how you do the same thing. You just won't be doing it. Like, for example, the show, we started with just radio and now we're doing all this video streaming. That we emerged, we changed, we grew. That's an example of, you're still doing a show, but we changed it. We brought it up a notch. And let me tell you, when you're first doing that, that's a lot. That's a lot. It's a lot of different equipment. It's a lot of different expense. It's a whole lot of everything. Just doing live, you go from pre-record. I'm using myself as example here so you guys can kind of relate this to yourself. For starting out, you're nervous just to do a pre-recorded show. All those hosts and podcast people out there, you can relate to what I'm saying. Everybody at TTR, they know what I'm talking about. You're nervous, you know, or maybe you've never done anything live. Maybe you've never been on a stage, you know, things like that, but this is something you really want to do. Yeah, that's a big, expansive stepping out and reaching out. Just saying, that's an example. So in your own life, what can you do differently that feels like, oh, I don't know, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try. All right, what's holding you back? The fear of failure? What's holding you back? This is going to be favored in 2020 to reach out and do things differently. So this is a really good opportunity here in December to embrace that, to embrace, okay, I need to expand further. I need to allow myself to learn and grow in a different direction. I need to do this and still feel balanced, because overwhelm and anxiety is usually the first two things that kick in when we're trying to do something new. Here's a little tip with that. Are you trying to keep in place the way you do it now that needs to go away and learn at the same time? Yes, there's such a thing as overlap. But there's also such a thing as, okay, as I learn to do this way, I can maybe back off this one just a touch. It could just be shifting up your calendar where you had 1 hour for one way of doing something, and now you're going to change it to a new way. You're going to give yourself a little more time with it. As you do it more and more, it becomes more efficient. We're recreating an entire way of living. We're recreating, rebirthing really is the word, a brand new way of living and a higher frequency. The higher frequencies are here. We're learning how to navigate in them. We're learning how to live in them. And the old stuff is just not part of those higher frequencies. So it's got to go. Sometimes it'll be people that will fall out of your life. I know that's the part that really is tough. You can't force anybody to choose. You can't choose for them. I know. I understand all that. That gets tough, but you can choose for yourself. And honestly, one of the best ways that I have found that can help inspire another is to just do what's right for you. Because when people see that you're glowing and you're bright and you're happier, you're healthier, people that really love you, really that matter, that will be in your life. If they don't, if it's just not going that way, why are we trying to hold on to that? You got to think about that, because that's a restriction holding you back, because for you to do what's right for you is going to make somebody jealous or cause a big upheaval. There's a lot of brave souls out there in the last decade that have been doing just that. And they've been taking it on the chin, whether it's in the news or anywhere else. They've been really feeling it because they're trying to do, you know, live their truth. They're forging the ground. They're forging a new way for all of us to feel like we can do that. To me, I admire people. I might not want to do the same thing. That doesn't matter. I admire someone that's has the courage to be their true self, to be what's right for them, and not feel like they have to, you know, constantly defend a higher frequency. Hear this out a little bit. Higher frequency living, you're not constantly defending your choices. People are fine with it because they're going and doing their own choices too. That's what 5D living is. There is no explaining or over-explaining or feeling like you've got to constantly apologize or feel guilty because you want to do something differently or you had to say no to something and now you feel bad about it. No, that stuff's got to go. And it's getting harder and harder, I would imagine, to feel stuff like that. So if, you know, do you see what I mean? That's a lot of this energy right here, right now, that's really going to push to help us with that. Because the moon coming on the 12th is a Gemini moon. So there's two faces there, two sides. There has to be a balance. And it's more like you're looking to see that truer inner you versus the part that you put to the outer world. That's the related Gemini that I was feeling when I was looking at this asking with the angels. But one of the angels that's going to really help you with this kind of, there's two or three that come in. They're so strong and they've been coming in quite a bit. Michael's going to really help you with the fears and overwhelm when you really are starting to feel it. Jophiel's going to keep you positive to keep you going. Jophiel's wonderful when you need a little bit of positive. Shamuel's fantastic for, okay, whoa, Nelly, calm down. Let's take it one step at a time. Then you won't get overwhelmed so much. You can still move forward and still pace yourself, find your balance. Because if you just go full steam ahead without looking where you're going, yeah, that's going to feel like a crash and burn, right? Mm-mm. Shamuel can help you. Okay, one step at a time. Let's just take a deep breath. Let's look at what we can do to approach this new way. Things like that. So that's quite a bit of what's going on here. Now, this full moon coming next week, it will feel challenging, but it's a very powerful one. Like I said, with all those 12s, and I am going to spend the whole show next week on that. As the holidays approach, we get closer to the 25th or so, you're going to feel all the relationships and things like that are highlighted anyway, relationships, finances, because of all the stuff going on at holidays. But this energy kind of puts a little bit more emphasis in those areas. So it might feel more magnified this time because those are times of the year where we feel that anyway. And these energies coming in intensify that. So don't let it tear you apart. You will feel it a little bit. Don't be hard on yourself when you do. But know that you can stop, take your breath, and go, you know what? This is what that energy is all about. So where can I stop and pay attention to where I'm feeling this effect? What can I do to reach higher, go further, and keep my balance? What do I need to do? If your self-care, your self-love is out of balance, you're really going to feel it with this one. You're going to feel that a lot. It's really going to highlight where you need some balance for self-care. For example, I mean, when I do all of this stuff here with you guys, and then I'm going to pretty much be busy with my group today too, after the show. That's a long day for me, and it starts early in the morning because I've been busy all day with this. The last thing I want to do is go out shopping and be in a crowd. I'm going to take that time to calm down later today because I need that solitude. As an empathic person, being intuitive, working and doing this kind of work, if I've had a long day with it, I need to take that time off to balance my day out. It's not just keep push, 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 not get enough sleep, not feel like I've recalibrated. Then when I wake up tomorrow, I'm ready to go again with something else. I've had a lot of people ask me, and I know a lot of people do this. Everybody's on different time clocks, but I've had a lot of people ask me, why don't you do anything at night? The reason I don't do anything at night is because my clock, I'm a morning person. And I'm not doing anybody any justice to try to work at 9 o'clock at night. And when I'm tired and I don't have the energy there that I should. So for my self-care and my balance to do my job the best that I can, that's why I don't do anything at night. And some people didn't like that. You know, some people are, well, I'm working. I understand that. But I also have to do the job well. So it's not going to do any good if, I'm out there and I'm wearing myself out. And some people can be night people. Some people are night people. Some people are day people. That's just a good example. I'm using a lot of personal examples to share with you how you can apply this today. So let me take a look at chat. It's really busy over there. Let me say hello to everyone. We have Shadana, Candace, Pamela, Kelly, Veronica, Beth, Robin, Kim. Wow. Hi, guys. Good to see you guys over there. So let me see. Everybody's pretty much saying good morning. Pamela's witnessing some interesting, very interesting bad leadership at work. So instead of being mad, which I was at first, I'm now inspired to finish my degree so I can shape my future. Great example right there. That was looking at the glass half full from the challenge. Perfect way to apply an energy like this. That was a good example. Good job. That sometimes takes a little extra effort. I know it really does. It takes a little extra effort to go, okay, how can I find a positive in this? Actually, you can. You can. There's always something we can learn when something becomes challenging for us. There's always something that we can pull out of that. Because that is what it's highlighting something. It's highlighting something. So good for you, Pamela. Kim Eddy. Hi, Kim. Let's see. I'm definitely feeling the need to change many things in my life, from my home to my family. Absolutely. This energy will help. This energy is all about that. And applying it in a new approach. Applying it. You know, for some of you, that new approach would be, okay, I'm going to have more balance and time for me. I'm going to have more boundaries. That's a new approach for some of us, especially people that are highly sensitive. They feel like they've been empathic or they're absorbing and they've just had a lot of that in their life. And I know a lot of people that tune into the show have things like that going on. I mean, I know I went through it. I've been through it. I get it. That self-care balance is so important. Not being worried about doing what's right for you. And it becomes a different relationship with people sometimes when you're doing that, but it's so important. So Kim, hang in there. I know you're doing a lot of changing. Good for you. The fear of change holds me back, but I'm trying to overcome this. Kim, this energy is going to give you some extra nudging with that. So absolutely. And you know, I'm here for you. You just write me if you need to. You know that. And hello, we got a couple of new people. Hi, Yuri. Hi, Cindy. Hello to you. So listen, guys, with this energy, we also are going to have a little bit of, when we get into the relationship side of this energy, it will be we need to confront maybe some things in it. You might find that there might be some things with finance or relationships that have to be just dealt with, a truth, like a reality check. That happens a lot, like, you know, especially around holidays. This isn't a negative, okay? Not a negative. This is actually to help balance things better moving forward. So there might be some things that need to be dealt with that may arise in this energy. You don't want to turn and hide and avoid and pretend it's not there. Watch out for the people pleasing to just keep things, you know. And we're not saying go in there and just start a bunch of fights with your family members. I'm not saying that either. But I'm saying let's keep it real. What have you been doing when a certain situation arises that is a challenge for you that you could do differently? for me, I had to, you know, it could be that you just need to maybe change how much time you spend on something that drained you or with someone that drained you. Reduce that time down a little bit, put some more time, take some of that time, put it into self-care. These are things we've been talking about for years. Well, here's what's going on here. Because we're in the new cycle, it's really come around to where we need to apply all this stuff we've been talking about for the last decade. We need to apply the balance, the self-care, the boundaries, because we want to move up into this higher frequency, but we're not going to be able to do that trying to keep going and being polite, saying yes to something we didn't really want to do anyway. And you thought you felt anxiety about it before, you'd probably feel it more so. It's getting harder. That's where you're feeling it. That's how you'll feel this. It's getting more difficult to just keep doing that same pace. And that's your sign right there. That's your key. That's your note message from the universe. This is what needs to go. This is the cinder blocks tied to your ankles that you're not able to move right here. Whatever is doing that. And the thing is, it could be something that's not even draining someone else, but it is to you. It just means it's not an alignment for you. Okay. It doesn't mean that one person's right, one person's wrong. That's a mindset of 3D. It's not a right or wrong. It's about what's right for you. What's a better alignment for you? Because if we all were allowing each other to do this and allow ourselves to do it, we would all rise in our frequency so quickly. Just think about that. Really, we would rise that frequency up so much faster. And life reflects back the energy of where you are. So even when it's reflecting back with something you don't want, it's pointing and highlighting what is happening here. It's like, oh, this is what I'm, uh-oh, hello, Emmy, co-host popping in. Yes, I know. She's, and there we go. She's just saying hello. Can you guys hear? She's all the way on the other side of the house. So there she is. I know. So thank you, Emmy. That was Emmy. If you know, Emmy's 10 years old now, by the way. For those that have been with me on the show, she's as old as the show. She has been so on to this, like, she's feeling like she's younger than ever. So she's 10. She turned 10 in October. So let me see here. Quickly, we had a question come in. Yuri's saying, can you talk about the new cycle? What's the dominant energy and theme for 2020? Oh, you came in a little bit late. I was talking about it earlier, but it's about the changing. I did mention some of that earlier in this episode. So when we're done, just go back and listen to the first half. It's in that one. And I would answer it again, but I'm running out of time. So it is in there, Yuri. So definitely the new cycle is about the higher frequency, just quickly. And it's also bringing this whole new approach. Everything's a brand new approach. Everything's completely different. Everything is, you know, it's just changing. We're learning how to do everything in a better way. And that includes your self-care and your self-love. So if there's a boundary to set, you set it and you don't feel bad about it. You do what's right for you. Your health will thank you. You will be healthier. You will be healthier in mind, body, and spirit. So now December 21st is the Capricorn when it starts. Okay. That's when it actually starts. This is a good time. And because December 25, 26, that's the solar eclipse. See, there's even a solar eclipse in this month. So what happens with eclipses? All the energy around that is even more intensified. So this, the main thing about December, and we're getting close to time. I'm noticing that. Okay. The main thing about December is it's preparing us for the entire 2020. All of it is going to be living in the new cycle. The new cycle is what you're creating. Everybody's new cycle will be their new way of living in a higher frequency. So each person's going to be different, But it'll be getting rid of a lot of beliefs, old beliefs that held you back, the right, wrong, or, you know, not being, because in 5D, 5D living, you don't have to over-explain yourself. You don't have to explain why you've made a choice. And when you make the choice, you just live it and you're not affected by what another one it feels or thinks. It doesn't affect you. If you think about all the big changes and the brave people that have stepped out to do that, a lot of the focus, this is something Michael brought up, and I really want to make sure I put this in. I can't forget. He wanted me to make sure I told you about this part. If you think about in the last decade, maybe 10, 20, even 50 years back, with the people that have pioneered a new and better way, and the ridicule and the toughness that has come at them because they were doing what was right for them and they were trying to make changes. And the people that didn't want change didn't like it. I get that. But this is different. That was working and changing things in 3D. It was necessary to start to evolutionize and move us into where we're going in a higher frequency now. So now that we're going into more 4-5D living, there is no worrying about how they think. You're doing it anyway and it's not affecting you. That would be the difference. That's how you're going to know what frequency you're on. If you are making a choice that's right for you and what everybody else feels or thinks about it is affecting you and you're so focused on what they might think or you're letting that drain you, you're falling right back to 3D again. Didn't do it wrong. It just helps you practice. Oh, wait, I've got to work on that one again. Don't look at this as a negative. It's helping to highlight where you need to work or improve on. And the thing is, these are improvements for yourself. You don't have to do any of this if you don't want to. But if you really want to change and you really want to grow and you really want to improve, we have to let go of a lot of the attachments that have affected us emotionally. I know you're still going to have connection. Our heart has been cracked open now for a couple of years. We've been working with that heart chakra being open, and then now we're feeling everything. Now we've got to process that and balance that out. Well, now we're learning how to feel it and live it in a 5D response, not a reaction. Yep. And there'll be things, you know, there'll be things that'll pop up that will challenge you. And this is where this month will show you how to do that. There's a lot of energy. It's all for spiritual growth. This is all very positive. This is all to help you in a very positive way. Michael is one of the best angels for this one because when you're going into a brand new horizon, you're turning a brand new corner, turning over a new leaf, changing your life in big ways. You know, we get nervous. We get that, you know, hesitation. And it's in the hesitation that you acknowledge, you know what, I am nervous about this. And it's a feeling that, and then doing and going for it anyway and trying. I mean, don't feel like you can't try something new. This energy is all about trying something new. And it could be just, like I said, you're learning how to cook a healthier way. That's trying something new. And trust me, that was a lot to learn. There was all of these new things coming in that, you know, sometimes we feel so overwhelmed by, okay, I don't even know if I can do this. Maybe I'll just stay with what I know. Yeah, staying in the comfort zone is not going to help you in 2020. Let me put it that way. 2020 is all about living outside of that comfort zone, into that brand new journey. It's an adventure. Think of it as an adventure. We're going on a major adventure into living a better way. I know. And you're going to have more insights. You're going to feel more connected. And you don't have to be overwhelmed and scared by it. And that's where the angels come in and help support when you feel that way. You just take your deep breath and you go, you know what, Michael? I really am nervous about this. I want to do this so badly, but I'm so scared. I get that. It's just, You've heard that phrase, feel the fear, do it anyway. It's kind of like that, but we don't want to, you're focusing on all the fear. Now see, you know, I'm bringing that up because that's where people get stuck. They cycle over. I'm just so nervous about trying it. Now you're focusing on all the nervousness of actually trying it to the point where you haven't even tried it. What are we nervous about? It hasn't even happened yet. Yeah. I'm calling you out on that one a little bit. Let's keep it real. Try it. Yes, try it. So let me see. Before we run out of time here, let me go over to chat really quick. Let me see. How's everybody doing? Hi. Okay. Candace, thank you over there. You're over there giving some good stuff out there. A mantra. I am safe. It's only change. I think we all fear change. Sending strength. I love that. Yes, I am. And I that's a very good one. I am safe. It's only change. It's more like an emotion that you feel. You're feeling it and it feels foreign sometimes when we're doing something different. And this is going to raise your vibration like you've never known, because then you go, all right. And remember the 10-second, I call it the 10-second rule, whether it's to respond. You know, when you feel something emotionally charge you, like something that upset you, 10-second rule is, let me take a deep breath. Is my response a reaction, an outlash, or is it truly a response, or do I even need to respond? Do I really need to respond to that? I'm adding that because that's happening a lot too. We're just reacting, and then because we're upset and emotionally charged, this is a good way to practice this because you'll feel the buttons getting pushed here and there. One of the things we'll work on next week, we're about to go off the air here in a second, but one of the things we'll work on next week with the full moon, we're going to work with the 12-12 energy about what does all that mean? I mean, really dive into that more. This is a major moon coming up, and it's coming up in the Gemini on the 12th. Remember that. Then it follows with the eclipse. And the energy of Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter, all in Capricorn, is why we're feeling some interesting stuff here. Remember, just to recap quickly, this energy is ramping up and preparing us, and it will really be accelerated in January of 2020. But we're preparing. We're preparing right now. We're going to feel a simultaneous balancing of letting things fall away as we're rising up. You'll start to feel it, you know, where it feels like you're juggling all of it. You're trying to all this new stuff and you've still got all the old stuff. Now you're going to feel it start to, we need to let some of that fall away. That is honestly one of the best ways to explain it. I hope that made sense. I know we never did take any other breaks, but there was just so much to share with you today. I want everybody to know that December is a month for closure. It's a closure. It's the last month. Okay. This is where we wrap it up. We finalize. We're rebirthing. All the old's going away. All the new's coming in. It's already here. That's why it feels like it does, guys, because you're feeling both at the same time. Probably. You know you are. I know what you're, it's like you feel both. So that feels overwhelming because we're trying to handle it all. We're trying to hold all of it at the same time. So you're looking for what is shifting. 2020 is a big transitional turning point. The whole year is. We're leveling up. We're going to live high frequency and we can start doing it now. And if you apply yourself a little bit every day, it won't be overwhelming like than to not try at all. So I encourage you to meditate, to work on healthier diets, to work on anything that improves your self-care, because this is such a big transformative time. You will feel that you need more energy for it at times. I know I have. And I just want everyone to know this is all a very positive thing. So remember, when you find your focus is stuck on all of everything that's going wrong, is it just falling away and we need to just let it happen? Do I just need to accept that this is what's changing in my life? This is what's going on. So don't freak out. Call on Michael when you need to get that fear in check. I've got to go really quick here. Call on Archangel Jophiel when you need a little positive affirmation and boost. And if you're healing through a lot of physical, emotional, or relationship anything, call on Archangel Raphael. Shamuel will help you with one step at a time. I got to go. We are out of time. I will see everyone in Angel Retreat for some Angel Gallery readings today at 1 p.m. That's in 1 hour. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. Please check your membership for how to join that call. We will be here next week with the full moon and all of the 12-12 energy. Thanks so much for listening and joining us today. We'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.